What up, what up? Welcome to another episode of Splash, Trash, and Meh, the comic book edition. Today we got a heavy one. We got some good stuff to talk about. First off, before we dive into it, I want to apologize because Splash, Trash, Meh has been missing for the last 2 weeks, and that's my fault. Lots of stuff going on, and I apologize once again for sounding the way I do. I am kind of sick, but
Thanks, Brad.
I am your host of the show, Bradley Baxter, and this is my man, Chris Bucky Watts.
That's me.
And today we're talking comic books. We got some great, cool stuff to check out. I know Chris picked out a dope book that I picked up as well. Mm-hmm. Now, some quick comic book news so we don't spend too much time on it. Before we get into that, though, the rating system is as follows. Splash. Splash, it is dope. Trash.
Shit is straight garbage.
If it's trash,
you know it's not dope.
And if it's not either one of those, it's meh, whatever, man.
And if it's dope or not dope or right in the middle of those, it's definitely going to be meh.
Meh, for sure. All right, let's jump right into it. Fantastic Four is getting a new origin. Marvel announced that the team's origin will be rewritten and forever changed, with a poster teasing a new direction for the superhero team. In the just-released image, Marvel pointedly asks, who gave the Fantastic Four their powers? What do you think about this, Chris? Such a classic group of characters.
I get it. It's an interesting way. I feel like nowadays with comic books, when we see them want to change things or retcon or do new things with a character, they have to do some kind of big event like Flashpoint or the New 52 or all that stuff where it's like, okay, everything changed that we can get fresh new stories. But like this was one of those ones where they're just like, all right, cool, we'll just cancel it and we just won't make anything for like 2 years or whatever it's been. And then we'll just bring them back, but we can start them however we want because the old one is dead. I mean, this isn't, and that in itself isn't a new thing. It's why with some of the like classic heroes, you see gold age, silver age, current age comics where like, if you want to read The Flash, well, the Golden Age Flash Volume 1, issues 1 through 68, you know, those are from like the 70s or whatever. And then, so like it's, and they change it up when they restart it. So, I mean, it'll have a lot of the same elements, I'm sure, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it's interesting because the current rollout right now is they came back from putting the galaxy back together from Secret Wars. So that storyline is still there. This is supposed to happen, I believe, in March. So we'll see what happens. This to me, and this will go back to our previous show, G-Splash, which you will can check out right after this one, where we talked a little bit about the future of the MCU. But I think this is that move. I think they're going to try and rebrand it, if you will, so that that story is easier to fold into the MCU.
I completely agree. Just to make it fit better and get everything lined up so it'll be an easy transition in.
Bang, bang.
Sweet Christmas.
Bang, bang.
All right, a couple of comic books that dropped this week that are dope that we thought you should check out. Chris, this is the drop.
Drop!
Batman Who Laughs, number one. If you guys remember Dark Knights, which was a really cool series, actually.
Metal, yeah, it was good.
Chris is actually going to review this one, so we're just going to move right through.
Heck yeah, that was my pick.
Number two for me, or my pick this week, is Batman Damned number two. That was a big controversial issue with number one. Now we're in number two, and we're going to review that as well. But other notable mentions, Defenders Doctor Strange number one came out, along with Defenders Silver Surfer number one came out. And as you would know, if you didn't know last week, I believe it was the Incredible Hulk or the something to Hulk number one came
Somebody
out.
Somebody Hulk. Something Hulk.
I can't remember if it's Immortal or Incredible. I have it over here. And then the other one was Neymar, Defenders number one. So they're putting together this new Defenders team. Obviously, we had a run with Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and the Netflix stuff, and that kind of came crashing to an end, it sounds like. So they're doing this new thing. I believe there's only five books, though, but I don't know if there's going to be stuff following that. But they're all tied in together, and I honestly, I like this little team-up. I'm not mad at it. Neymar's a dick, but whatever.
But whatever.
What do you think about the lineup?
Solid. Solid. I like it. There's some good stuff in here. Yeah, I saw those, too. I saw those the Silver Surfer one and the Doctor Strange one.
Yeah.
And it's weird. They have like a special cover kind of look to them. They're interesting. They caught my eye.
They're definitely standing out out of the last 2 weeks. Also, a returning comic book that didn't disappear for too long, but as Brian Michael Bendis left, Miles Morales stopped having his own book. Now they're bringing him back. Miles Morales, number one. A new creative team, and they're retelling this story, so I'm anxious to read that one.
That was a really successful run. I remember me and you, when we reviewed it, they were canceling it. We were a little bit thrown off because it's been such a success, and it's inspired a lot of things, and it gets great critically. It gets a lot of like praise for what it does, and then they just shut it down. I was like, that's a weird choice, but makes sense. They're bringing it back. They're always bringing it back.
Yeah, I feel like Miles Morales is one of those characters that they didn't expect to be so popular, but it worked.
Yeah, it's one of those things. They're like, okay, we'll make the Ultimate Universe, and okay, we're gonna try and do a different. It's probably one of those things like we'll try and do a different Spider-Man. People have never loved when we don't do Peter Parker, but let's try it. And then they end up striking gold.
Yeah, he's a dope character, and he also has a new movie coming out this Christmas.
Oh, can't wait! Can't wait!
And again, we talked about that on G Splash, so definitely check out the show following this one. Chris, you ready to get into some reviews?
Yeah, I'm down. Let's knock these out because I am excited to talk about them.
Okay, I'll start with mine, I guess. Batman Damned, number two. Now, as Batman's descent into the madness of Gotham City's decadent underbelly continues, he must try to exorcise some of his demons, and who better to help the demon? Etrigan himself. And where there's demons, there's also a dead man, a specter, an enchantress, and a host of other supernatural friends. The cover of this and the artwork in this book is phenomenal. Really? Definitely a splash on... I like the story. It's really dark. It's gritty. You're getting a really confused Batman and him trying to figure out what's what. And he's hanging out with Constantine.
This is basically like Justice League Dark, right? Like, I mean, not basically, but that's kind of like what they're going for is like Batman.
Yeah, it's in the DC
in this
black.
Dark occult world. It's in that whole dark universe.
Yeah, there's like this rapper in it. I think.
Oh, it's a twist.
It's interesting, but I did pick up the cover with Harley Quinn on the front. I'm still a little thrown off with the dimensions of the book.
Really? Like, what do you mean dimensions?
It's just an awkward, it's not like a traditional paperback. It's a, you know, it's like a book.
Interesting.
So it's like a wide, it's like a magazine size. So
that's
like,
clever. It's like the Books of the Damned, you know, but then it's like Batman Damned. Like you're getting separate Books of the Damned. I get it. I'm on board. I see what they're going for.
Yeah, it's all right. But again, splash for me. I love this one. I'm going to keep following this series, and I would definitely recommend doing it. No dicks this time, though. No dicks.
What a bummer. I was kind of hoping for that. Like, they just put sneak one in, and so I was like, where's Waldo? It's like, find Batman's dick.
Chris, tell us about your pick.
My pick is, yeah, absolutely. So mine is The Batman Who Laughs, as we said earlier, number one. I'll read off the little thing here really quick. It just says, left rattled by the events of Dark Knight's Metal, Bruce Wayne must come face to face with a nightmare spawn from the dark multiverse. But even though evil devoured evil in the collapse of Challenger's Mountain, the Dark Knight still has his doubts. He discovers that the Batman Who Laughs not only survived the fight with the Joker at the end of Metal, but now he has enacted a sinister plan across the multiverse, something both terrifying and oddly familiar. But when Bruce Wayne realizes the only way to stop this madman is to kill him, he must consider violating the very rule Batman won't break, the same rule that created the insatiable villain, the Batman Who Laughs. This comic was, for me, definitely a splash. I think that with Metal, this is what it is. With comic books, it's I feel like now what we're in, it's tough to make a new villain that really stands out.
Right.
And they just hit the freaking nail on the head when they did Metal. The Batman Who Laughs is, he's scary, he's unnerving, he's super evil, he's all the worst things. He's basically the Batman when you kill, whoever kills the Joker, a toxin inside the Joker releases from his heart. So whoever kills him becomes the next Joker. So in this dark multiverse, Batman got fed up and killed the Joker. And he, in fact, became the Joker. He's not like he's becoming the Joker's personality. It's just still Batman, Bruce Wayne, if he had the Joker's, like, insanity. Super sanity, I guess.
Insanity?
That, they call it super sanity. He's not actually insane. He's super, super sane. He sees things on a different level.
That's interesting.
That's, like, his thing. But this one was a splash for me. I thought it was really interesting. You know, it starts off like a very traditional Batman story, trying to figure things out. And then it really just hits the gas into being like dark and gritty, and you get to see, you know, this really scary character come back and be kind of get his own main thing. It doesn't surprise me he got his own comic line, and this whole run is its own thing, because it was, I think he was just too good and stood out too much to just be his own one little arc of Metal. I think that this is a good way to use him and introduce him into the main Batman storyline, and we'll see we'll see how it goes down. I will say that I thought it was really cool. The story itself moved well, and it set me up in the first issue to definitely want to check out the second issue. So that's a win-win-win for a comic.
Dope. It's a 6-issue miniseries. And Batman yes. Damned is also a short series as well. This one's written by Scott Snyder, who mm-hmm. was doing Batman that, yeah. for a long time, and then handed it off to Tom King. What cover did you pick up, Chris? There's a few different covers here.
Just the one with the Batman who laughs, like floating face in the blackness.
The all black one?
Yes.
Dope. I picked up that Midtown exclusive. I don't know if you saw it. Ooh. We posted it on our Instagram account. It's pink. It's super dope. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I see this. The Midtown Comics one. It's really cool. Like the splatter of the pink paint and stuff.
Yeah. I really liked it. All right. So you can get your Batman Who Laughs book signed December 13th at 6 p.m. at Midtown Comics downtown. It's a limited signing and only be 150 people who will be able to attend. Get there early and all of that to hang out with Scott Snyder for a little bit.
Sure. I'm sure there'll be a line.
There definitely will be a line. Before we get out of here, we're dropping off some of the comic books that come out next week. There's only two of them because I felt like we were talking about the same books, just another issue. Love so, it. Keeping it short, next week's drop is the Defenders number one, like we talked about in today's drop, but the Best Defense finale, the Lost Eight Atlanteans, the Train, the Bedsheet Man, Dead Steve, the Stock Exchange of Souls. Trust us, it'll all make sense. Wow. In fact, it makes enough sense to destroy your entire solar system. Unless four different heroes can come together to stop it. And of course, those guys are Hulk, Doctor Strange, Namor, and Silver Surfer.
What a twist.
What a twist. Chris, I'm gonna let you read this next one. You're familiar with Witcher, right? I was surprised to see this as a comic.
Yeah, because they're getting ready, because they're going to have the Netflix show next year.
Right, right.
Oh, it's called Witcher Number One of Flesh and Flame. Geralt. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I never get that right. Is it Geralt?
Geralt or is it Geralt?
Geralt? Geralt, Geralt. It's one of those where someone's going to be like, you never played the game, is summoned by an old friend to help solve a mystery involving his daughter. Upon arriving to investigate, however, Geralt is surprised by another friend from the past, and he soon finds himself transported to regions beyond his original expectations.
That'll be an interesting one. I try to find a book or some story that's like outside of my realm every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. No, something to like a little different. Like Batman Who Laughs is right in my wheelhouse, but next week right. or next time I do this, I'll probably try and do something different.
Yeah, that's gonna be Splash Trash Madness this week.
Geralt is what the game says. Sorry, I just had to go back. It was gonna make me insane.
It's Geralt. You want to read it? Do you want to read it again?
Nope. I like when I'm going to stick with what I did.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode of Splash Trash. Yeah, it was a Batman special we didn't expect to have, but it turned out to be that way. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. We'll be back next week. Right before our break, this will be the last one before we go on another 2-week hiatus for holidays. So I'm Bradley Baxter. It's Chris Bucky Watts. See you next week. Peace.
Bye-bye.